Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. Hey, we got a special guest in the studio, and this is from the last time this guest was in. Comedian by night and an ass-beating, wildly flexible, all-round good human by day. So put your stretchy pants on, high-kick the ceiling with us, and sit back while we have our old mate, Jack Mifsud.
Oh my goodness, what an intro.
What an intro.
I just turned 38. Thank you, I look amazing.
You do.
And I thought, I thought of the things I didn't have, which was a partner and kids and a pet, to be honest. And then I thought of the things that I did have, and I've got freedom, I've got a little bit of money, I've got stuff to sell, and plus my rent was going up, but I hate my landlord and I can't afford an extra $100 a week.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm just going to sell it all. And there's comedy clubs all over Australia, and when you travel there, they usually, you can get some accommodation with them as well. And I thought, what if I just do that? 2 years till I'm 40, like the roadmap till I'm 40.
Oh my God, so you're doing a comedy roadmap?
I am.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. I'm doing it. So I'm flying and I'm being safe because people call it like a road dog or a road warrior who's just doing heaps of gigs and on the road, but I'm not going to drive in my starlet.
She's Australia's funniest bag lady and she's with us.
Oh, I do have a bag. I have a small suitcase.
I'm sorry, Australia's smallest suitcase.
The smallest suitcase.
But you've come in with hello and good morning.
Good morning to all.
Now, Dean and I had been talking about things that we wanted to do before the end of the year. So suck on eggs, Dean. I got Jax in before you came back because you were one of our absolute favourites. So welcome back, Jax Mifsud.
That's so lovely. Thank you. And suck on a soft boiled egg.
And don't suck on the pillow.
No.
Yeah. Okay, we need to discuss this. So we're checking in on your 40 by 40. How's it going? Living life on the road. And you're sleeping on couches. You're sleeping in other people's beds.
She's a bag lady.
On their pillows.
Well, because I am 38. So I didn't want to do the whole couch thing. And I'd rather pay for accommodation. But it's also very expensive. So I'm luckily... Most comedians who run the gigs in the various states that I've gone to have a spare room. But once there was two comedians and one guy got there before me, so I was on the couch.
How dare.
And I've realised...
Wait, and the guy didn't give you the couch?
No,
I mean the bed?
No. And it's annoying because he was late to bed and early to rise, where I'm early to bed and late to rise. And so then I'm just sleeping and everyone's kind of like talking around me. I'm like, I guess I should get up now.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I'm not a couch person.
Oh, no.
Dear, no. Couch surfing can be a very, very hard thing, apparently.
But you're also not a shared pillow person either. We need to talk about pillows. Mm. I feel like this is a discussion that needs to be had.
I had never thought about it before. I actually now travel with my own pillow because of what happened.
Smart.
I'm very courteous, so when I do leave a place, I'll strip the bed and things and chuck in the washing machine. I stripped the pillow. And I didn't even think of it. The pillow was riddled with brown stains.
Riddled with brown stains. Where has that pillow been, Rachel?
Drooly bits all over it. Like it was found in a dumpster.
Oh.
And I spent a lot of money on serums. That's why I look nice. And I'm like, what? Who would allow this to happen? I was breathing that in.
Now, I'm pretty sure pillows these days have to have a date stamped on it to say when you're meant to replace it.
Yeah,
well, yes. Did that pillow have a date stamp?
I mean, 1986.
It was in Roman numerals.
It was. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so...
Because you think of what... I mean, you go to a motel or a hotel, whatever, and you think of what people have done to those pillows.
Now I always check.
And I do
now.
Yeah. I know. Rachel's thinking what she's done with pillows.
We're going to talk about pillows now because when I was pregnant, we got a night in a hotel just, because... I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I ordered extra pillows. It was a hotel that you can order extra pillows. But hotel pillows are pretty nice though, right?
Well, you'd hope so, but I agree with you. Well,
they boil them, don't they?
I object, but I like to take my own pillow with me when I can.
I do. And I pay extra. I just like...
And apart from anything else, just the feeling of, you know, that that's the how you like your pillow to be, the firmness, etc.
I'm a picky pillow. I've got a nice, thin foam pillow.
What's the worst place you've ever had to sleep?
Oh, my goodness.
In a car? In
no, at a fellow comedian's. They used to, I don't think I can say the actual word, but they used to call it like a sex den. You can stay at his den. And I'm like, oops, because it was under a house. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's just a funny thing that comedians say because this is a comedian who rents out his space.
Yeah.
And I got in there and I'm like, something terrible has happened here. Like, the doona was on the ground and I'm like, on the dirty, dusty, puby ground. And I'm like, well, that. And the bed had been slept in and like there was just dust everywhere. There was a lot of paraphernalia of, you know, good times. And I'm like, what has happened? I'm like, sorry, mate, has the cleaner gone through? He goes, oh.
Cleaner?
No, but he had a cleaner because I was paying
but
for it.
But the cleaner won't go down there because it's bad juju.
No, but he didn't even think, he thought that was acceptable.
Oh.
And a friend's like, no, it's pretty cheap. It's only $50. And I'm like, I don't care. I wouldn't have anyone stay for free. Like if someone's staying at my house, I clean it.
So did you sleep?
No, the girl upstairs, I've got her pillow because I'm like, I'm not staying on this. It was like a weird, like, cotton wool stretched old pillow that he'd done. Something awful had happened to that, if it could talk.
Were there chalk marks of body outlines on the floor?
No, but there was lube. There was a lot.
Oh.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
We have Jacqueline Mifsud in the studio with us, the comedian extraordinaire, literally sold all the shit and has hit the road for a 40 by 40, 40 shows before you turn 40.
Yes.
Now, is life on the road all it's cracked up to be, Jax?
Oh, totally.
Well, not consistently on the road. I'm avoiding rent. So it's usually I'm back in Melbourne for a week and then I'm off for a week. So it's actually a good mix. Because when I stayed in Perth for 2 weeks, that was a bit long.
Fancy.
I would stay with my best friend, which was the best. So I'm going to Tassie soon as well. I get to stay with my best friends. So that's fun. It's like, I'm working. It's
Basically, you're
and
making
pleasure.
Best friends in every city.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
I am.
So how many shows have you done? Where are you up to on your 40 by 40?
Now, when it's 40 by 40, it is my full Mifsud tour. Look, I've got my face on my bag.
Oh, you do too.
Rather than my bag on my face.
I just thought you were a bag lady.
Feed the birds.
Nothing wrong
with
having a bag on your face.
Do you know what? I've got your face on my hairdressing bag in the form of a pin.
Yes, limited edition.
You can get Jack's face everywhere.
You absolutely can. But so this show that I'm touring with is the full Mifsud, and I count that's for the solo show. So not just gigs that I'm doing, like I'm doing a gig tomorrow night, for example. It's the full my hour show. I'm up to show number 3. I just did my last show on Thursday in Melbourne, and now I'm in Newcastle next week, and then Hobart after that, and then I'll have to book it in because I started before I was ready, which is the only way to start because else I wouldn't start. And I'm catching up. I'm like, I got to sell the show, I got to write the show, I got to cut up reels, and I got to get people to come to the show. It's a lot of work.
So no time for love.
Oh, no time for love. Aww. What is love?
What is love?
Oh, baby, don't hurt. No, sorry.
But you must have seen, across a crowded bar, somebody, or in the audience, someone looks up at you with those puppy dog eyes and you've gone, oh, hello.
I hate that.
That's not love.
No, you've not seen
my
show.
That's a one-night stand.
Yeah, no, and do you know what? This has happened thrice. There have been people that I know, my whole thing is I no longer date because I just can't. I'm not good at it. I banned myself from doing it. Everyone's
what do you mean you're bad at it?
Oh, no, I've banned myself from doing it because everyone's a moron.
Oh, that's charming. I mean,
please,
like everyone in the world except you is a moron.
Oh, no, I'm a moron. I'm the biggest. Oh. I'm an idiot. No, that's why I'm like, don't look at me. But
are you too picky?
No, I'm not. Well, I have standards.
That's it. The trouble is you are picky.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Of course I am.
And so she should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, I look after myself. I eat well. I exercise. I'm ambitious.
She can literally bend in half.
I can I can rim myself.
I saw you doing something quite bizarre when you came in here.
I was doing a squat and a lunge. A lateral lunge.
Yeah, that scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. I was in the car for a bit and I thought, oh.
So have you picked up at a gig and thought, I shouldn't have done this?
No. A lot of male comedians do that. A lot of straight male comedians do that. And they bring like their new little thing in and then they talk about horrendous things on stage. I'm like, why have you brought this person in? What is happening? But someone that I had been talking to at Hinge a year ago who said, oh, look, I've met someone else. This is nice, but this will go no further. They rocked up.
Wow.
At the gig on at, in Melbourne because they'd just broken up with that person.
Wow. Oh.
And I'm like, and can you leave?
No.
Just had 5 pints. And then, like, you're amazing. I'm like, I know.
Can you give me one of the...
You missed your chance. You
can you give
chance,
me one of the best heckles you've had?
Oh, well, it's breakfast, but you did ask. Show us your tits.
Oh, did you?
No, because my whole thing is my breasts actually look like 2 outturned pockets someone was flushing through to find loose change. I've got sad drug tits, you know what I mean? And they're sprouting because I'm almost 40. So they're little grassy knolls going on.
We've gotten a message through. It's some advice for you, Jax. Andy has said, this happened to me once before with the pillow situation.
Andy.
So what you need to do is you actually need to take the pillow and potentially the mattress when it happens, take it into their backyard and set it on fire. It's the only resolution
very
to the problem.
Very hard if you're staying at a big, very expensive hotel.
No. And see, I have a beautiful, I'm not going to say the brand because they're not paying it, but a beautiful, comfortable, expensive mattress that lives at my sister's spare room. And then when I go there, I always lay on it because it's gorgeous. So I have been, beggars can be choosers. but I don't need anything. I just don't want it to be a crime scene.
That's absolutely.
Absolutely not.
So where can we see you?
Well, I'm in Newcastle next week at the Newcastle Comedy Club, and then I'm in Hobart at the Hobart Brewing Co.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're just going to have to fly interstate. Now, Jax, you are doing little gigs in between your big gigs still,
I'm doing little gigs, little 5 to 10. And that's how I sell most of my stuff, but just people see me. I don't think I can be explained online. I get a lot of abuse online from men, which is interesting. Or men who have their profile picture is a motorbike. And they're like, this isn't funny. And someone said, she's coarse and loud and unfunny. I'm like, I'm two of those
mate,
things.
Mate, I'm in.
Coarse and loud.
Where do I buy the ticket?
Oh, Jax, I can't wait until we touch base with you next year.
Yes, follow you on Instagram.
Yes, and it's not Roses for Betty anymore. She's gone official.
I've changed my handle because it was confusing, but I didn't change my business cards, and now I have at Jacqueline Mifsud Comedy. Please follow me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She's really funny.
I'm a silly
little bee.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.